You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, March 23rd, 9 a.m. Goshen fossil beds, road cut beside an off-ramp of Interstate 5. Rapidly rising temperatures liquefy a glaze of silvery frost on the tips of shaded grasses. The atmosphere is tranquil and crystal blue. The jubilant scream of a red-tailed hawk breaks through the droning engine noise as it swoops across the sky. Cars whiz by 500 feet away on the already busy interstate, unaware of my presence by the side of the road. There are fossils here that provide physical evidence of an episode of abrupt climate change that occurred in the distant past. A rounded, partially forested hill has been rudely cut to make room for a freeway off-ramp, leaving a vertical rock face rising 30 feet above the road. The cliff is layered with bands of gray, white, black, and brown from its base to the summit. This site is renowned for its fossils of striking leaf outlines preserved as dark brown imprints from ancient sediments known as the Fissure Formation. Geologist Thomas Condon first explored this fossil bed in 1876. These fossils are significant because they are dated at 33.4 million years before present, which falls near the boundary between the tropical Eocene and the more temperate Oligocene periods. Nearly 50 species of ancient plants have been identified from this site. Their variety suggests climatic change, as plants associated with tropical rainforests are mixed evenly with those of a cooler, drier climate. The initiation of this abrupt global cooling period has been linked to an impact crater measuring 50 miles in diameter that struck Chesapeake Bay 35 million years ago. The collision shattered bedrock to a depth of 5 miles and threw enough dust into the stratosphere to obscure the light of the sun. Tropical vegetation that had covered virtually all of North and South America for millions of years retreated to the equator. It is estimated that this transformation took place in less than a few hundred thousand years. The man-made change in climate that we are now experiencing is proceeding at a much, much more rapid pace. Paleobotanists think that Oregon's landscape 33 million years ago resembled forests found today near Oaxaca, Mexico. The first extensive grassland prairies spread across the landscape, encouraging the evolution of a bizarre variety of large grazing mammals and their predators. I use a geologist's hammer to break apart rocks that have fallen away from the cliff. It is exhilarating to expose the delicate, almost photographic imprints of leaves that fell to the ground 34 million years ago. I soon uncover tropical-looking leaves that are broad with drip tips and others that are narrow like willows. The intricate structure and venation of each leaf is clearly visible. I break apart another to reveal a small nut like an acorn or a filbert. I become lost in time, obsessing on the next new discovery. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.